Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls off, jump shot. Second remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
That is what Tyrese Halliburton has been doing all postseason. Taking his time, you give him half a step and knocks it down with point three.
No hesitation in those big moments. He wants the ball in his hands.
Arkan, you were working late, so I know you were up for the end of this game.
Tremendous.
Another wild finish involving the Pacers. Nick said it best before the show today. He's like, you can't go to bed early at a Pacers game. Like, you can't do it. I was nodding off at the end of the game. I woke back up for, like, the final minute. OKC went up. It was 15 in the fourth quarter. OKC went up, I want to say, like, 9 with just under 3 minutes to go. Indy had cut it to 4. Turner missed a 3 that would have cut it to 1. OKC opens it up. They make it 9. I'm like, okay, I'm starting to doze off a little bit. I wake back up with a minute to go. It's a one-possession game. Williams misses a shot. SGA eventually misses another shot. Carlisle doesn't call timeout. Halliburton comes down, sticks the elbow jumper, 0.3 seconds left. Pacers win game one. It's the most, I think, and the NBA is not typically improbable. It's a favorites league. The favorites usually win. The favorites oftentimes until the last 5 years or so win multiple championships. It's a very predictable league. It's one of the wildest, most unpredictable runs I can think of in my lifetime in the NBA.
Yeah, it's right up there. And it's coming off of, in the other side of the bracket, the Celtics blowing those 20-point leads in the first two games. Like, the whole playoffs in the East, anyway, involving teams in the East have been really wild with these comebacks, with these collapses. And I didn't really think, especially the way that game started, 20 turnovers in the first half for the Pacers. It was
ridiculous.
One of the ugliest halves I've ever seen. I thought Indiana is not ready to play this game. They are not ready to go out there and compete with this team who Oklahoma City all year has been suffocating on defense. And I saw that first half and thought, I don't think I really need to even watch the second half. The 12-2 run to start in the fourth, and then that last one at the end. I mean, those Pacers, man, they are really fun. And Halliburton, that shot was just balls on the table.
Well, so I'm trying to think of an equivalent for Halliburton, because there are some games where he takes over and he's an all-NBA player and he was on Team USA. And I don't mean to, you know, make him sound like he's just an average player that rises up in a big moment, but I don't think there's anybody scared. We talked about this earlier in the week. Like, who would you rather have for the final 2 minutes of the game? I'm like, well, I'd rather have SGA for the final 2 minutes, but final possession, Halliburton's the guy. He's terrifying. He's hit 4 game winners in this postseason. They kept showing the graphic over and over again on ABC and ESPN last night. In the last, whatever it's been, 30 years, he's tied with Reggie Miller, second on the list behind LeBron for game winners.
I'm surprised LeBron's the leader in that.
Me too. I feel like ESPN was messing around with the numbers. I'd have to really look at the data to really figure that out. Oh, that's the show's GOAT, Arkan, so don't disrespect LeBron James. But, yeah, no, he's
LeBron
been
John.
Thank you. He's been unbelievable in these spots, and you knew he was going to hit the shot. So I don't know. Maybe at some point they turn into a pumpkin. But I've been trying to come up with the equivalent of a guy who kind of coasts through the game. He was not dominant whatsoever last night. He wasn't red hot, locked in all game. But when the game's on the line, he rises up and comes through. I don't know that there is an equivalent in professional sports. Forget basketball. And feel free. Suggest it on the phone line. Suggest it on the text line. Twitter, at Jones and Keefe, at Jones, WEEI. Send them in. I was trying to come up with one. Lanny brought up a pretty good one. A friend of the show, Robert Horry.
Good one.
But Halliburton's a way better player, no disrespect to good friend of the show, Robert Horry. But again, Halliburton is an all-NBA player and an all-star, and he's been on Team USA. Like, Robert Horry would come through in clutch spots over and over
and again. Was on a lot of great teams and all that, yeah.
But yeah, but I don't know that I can come up with a real equivalent for Halliburton. I'm curious if anybody can. It's unprecedented.
Who the offense runs through the guy and he doesn't have a great game, but then at the end he's really good. Yeah, that's a rare one. And I think it also, not to tear down Tyrese Halliburton, because he's obviously a great player, but you're right. Like, that sort of combination of a guy who you know is getting the ball at the end of the game, who, when he's hot, you know can give you, like, 40 points, but on most nights, and there was a long stretch this year where he was coming back from the injury. Remember, he couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And people were starting to say maybe Tyrese Halliburton's lost his explosiveness, or maybe he's lost his quickness, or maybe he can't play like Steve Urkel anymore. Have you seen that video, by the way?
No.
Okay, so there's a video of Steve Urkel. When he plays basketball on Family Matters, and he's, like, really good. I don't know if you remember that episode.
Oh, I remember the episode. I haven't seen this in relation to Halliburton.
They splice it in with highlights of Halliburton. It's exactly the same. It's amazing. It's one of the best basketball videos I've ever seen. So, yeah, like that.
Like his shooting form, you mean? Because Halliburton's shot is still so gross.
It really is. But, yeah, it's that. It's a little bit of that. His, like, layup package, his crossover moves, all of it. I'll show it to you during the break. It's amazing.
All right.
So I thought that. And a lot of people thought that Halliburton maybe was not going to be the same guy after that injury. And he didn't look like the same guy when he came back. But now it's hard to deny that this is a force in the league here.
So I read this text earlier, but I'll reiterate because I don't think it applies whatsoever. Hey, Jones, the more the Pacers win, the better the Celtics sweep last year looks. It's the same exact Pacers squad. What say you? That texter is not alone. That might have been our good friend B-Rob who tweeted this out. I love B-Rob. But I couldn't disagree with this more. He says the Celtics' most impressive playoff feat with this core may end up being the sweep of the Pacers last year. I guess that's a more fair comment because it's the most impressive feat. That doesn't make it impressive. Halliburton got hurt in game two last
Exactly.
year.
Like, he wasn't even playing. Come on.
He got hurt in game two. The guy who hits all the game winners didn't play for 2.5 games. How is anybody going back and retroactively trying to make the Celtics run more impressive a year ago? It wasn't the same Pacers team, A. And B, their best player was hurt for almost the entire series. What are you talking about?
Yeah. It's one thing. You're talking about, like,
this is an example of why what the Celtics did last year wasn't impressive. When we called out the easy path, this is why we called out the easy path. The best player in the biggest spot wasn't there.
Yeah. Now, if you remember that series, there were some really good games. There was the buzzer beater game with Jaylen Brown. I think there were two other games where the Celtics were trailing the entire game until, like, the very last couple seconds.
Was it game two or three where, because you're right, Jaylen forced overtime in game one.
Yeah.
Was it game two or three where Holiday had the steal and took over?
Where he stripped Nemhard, I think, or somebody?
I was game three, but I forget. It all runs together. But Halliburton was gone by that point.
Yeah, it was a sweep, but it was a very good series. Like, there were very, very good, competitive, fun games. And I think that, you know, they get sort of forgotten when you look back at, they won four straight. And the Celtics were clearly much better, and Halliburton was clearly not playing. So, I don't know. I mean, like, that. Yeah, the Pacers were good. They were good to make it to the conference finals last year. They beat up on a Knicks team that didn't have Brunson playing. And everybody, like, you know, Giannis was out. Like, everybody was out except for the guys on the Celtics. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm not gonna say that makes that less special what the Celtics did. But I don't think it makes them beating the Pacers last year any more impressive.
No. I watched the way the Pacers play. And there's two things that I would take away from the Celtics. Beyond just Halliburton being clutch and Tatum not. And if you can't tell the difference, I don't know what to tell you. People who think Tatum's clutch, watch Halliburton and then tell me if Tatum's clutch. Tatum has no moments like that in his career. Halliburton has four this postseason. And not a lot of guys can do that. As we just said, since 97, the list is LeBron, Reggie Miller, and him. That's it. So not a lot of guys can do that. But please, anybody who wants to pretend Tatum is clutch, he's not even the most clutch guy on his team. Never mind in the league. Never mind compared to a guy like Tyrese Halliburton. But my two real takeaways are the Pacers have a real coach in Carlisle. And I don't hate Mazzulla as much as some people. I'm not firing Mazzulla. I think he goes into next year on notice. Mm. But I'm not firing Mazzulla. I like Mazzulla. I think he's a top five coach in the league. Like, I don't even think he's a bad coach. but he's not as hands-on or doesn't have the system that Carlisle has.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The other thing that I've come around on this watching Halliburton, even though he floats through games, this is a big Wiggy thing, Arkin.
Love the big Wiggy thing.
The Celtics may... That's my favorite. The Celtics may need a pure point guard to run the offense. And those guys are hard to find. We asked Tim Welsh about this last week. We were in Newport for the road show last Friday. You know, he's like, well, where are you going to find those guys? Those guys aren't easy to find. I acknowledge that. But having somebody a little more natural running the offense than Tatum might go a long way to some of these late possessions and when they go into a funk, bailing them out. I think those are two things the Celtics could take away from Indiana. Having a more pure point guard run the offense and having Mazzulla have a real offensive system as opposed to what they do right now.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about both of those things, especially the point guard situation, because you're not going to be running the offense through Tatum next year. Tatum's not going to be there. And if you're going to try and run it through Jaylen Brown, God help us all, you know, if he's out there trying to bring the ball up and run the offense, and I like Jaylen Brown, but, you know, he has his limitations, and you saw those in the playoffs for sure. He's turning the ball over left and right. You probably need one of those things for this upcoming season. And as a way to sort of bring Tatum back in and rebuild the offense, I think having someone like that there, and it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be like Chris Paul or something, but like a guy like that, a distributor, as you're mentioning here, who's not shoot first necessarily. And I think that on some level, Holiday provided that. I don't think Holiday was a guy looking for his own shot all the time.
No, but I don't think they asked Holiday to run it.
Right.
You know, like I think
it was Tatum who was doing it.
Holiday might have been capable of running it. Even he, to me, is not a pure point guard. It's typically Tatum. And, you know, Tatum's good at identifying two-on-ones, and he's good at, I think he's really good at finding open shooters by the three-point line. But that just feeds into what the Celtics offense is now, shooting threes.
Yeah.
And I think they need a little bit more. I think you see that with Indiana.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.